This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Begun.
Oh, wow.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, rock.
Looks like George Strait.
It's
very charming. He played the role or the part of the distinguished Southern gentleman. And he looks, he was in movies and stuff. Women loved him. Loved him. It wasn't the same kind of love as women had for Tom Jones. But it was still that, you know, they look at him and they melt. Riding in a one-horse sleigh. Oh, that was great. All right, so here we are celebrating early. Why not? Let's cast a big, giant net over people that want to celebrate the way it feels every year at this time, no matter what your religion. I think it gets into our blood. It gets into the air. It gets, we all feel differently and enjoy the music and the camaraderie, the parties, all of that good stuff. We were talking earlier, and you can catch this on our Good Day Show podcast. Actually, listening during the day today, you can listen because we have all of the hours repeat through the day all day long. I think we have, what, six times they repeat? The whole show is repeated at gooddayshow.com. And then we have the download, and you'll hear our discussion about the various the various and sundry number of versions of Jingle Bell Rock. The first one was Brenda Lee, right? Jingle Bell, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was Brenda Lee. Wasn't that the first one you played? Is that what got the conversation started, James?
That was Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms. Okay. All right. Anyway, so there are all those, and you can hear the number if you listen back to the download or to the program during the day today. If you didn't hear that, you'll hear us talking about how many different versions of that song and other Christmas songs there are. It's amazing how many there are. Everybody, any recording artist worth his or her salt or any group has recorded at least one Christmas album, right? And so they have all the traditional Christmas tunes which you would expect. And they're good. It's fun. The download that is presently available, because we have two things you can listen to, the Good Day Show itself all through the day, and then you can catch the download, which has highlights sort of as a podcast, the discussion of Andre Brower, one of the things that we had a conversation. The more I think about that, the more I think, God, that's just lousy, because he was a good actor, and he was such a joy to watch. Yeah, he was kind of. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, or next time of the Pet Show, talking about some of the new dog illnesses that are around to make. Anyway, you listen to the whole thing. Maria Francesca trilogy on our download, focused on what is going to happen astrologically between now and the end of the year. It's time for Mercury to go retrograde. But she says, don't worry, not going to be a big problem this time around. So that's good. All right, check it out. We are also focusing on miracles. Miracles. Here's a four-month-old Tennessee boy who survived being sucked into tornadoes. Huh? Wow. This is, according to his mother, by the grace of God, my four-month-old baby is still alive. Listen to this. This four-month-old survived being sucked into the tornado that touched down. We were talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before, over the weekend. The severe weather in all over Tennessee. The mother and her two children were inside their home in Clarksville, Tennessee, when the tornado tore through their town, through their house. The mother, Sydney Moore, said she was with her one-year-old son in the back bedroom of their mobile home. The mobile homes seem to be, there's something about the metal that attracts tornadoes, right? Whenever there's a mobile home within reach of a tornado, rip it up. And so anyway, it looks like the winds began to pick up the mobile home. The walls of the home collapsed. Then the mother jumped on her, she has three children apparently. She jumped on two of them. And her boyfriend was watching as the four-month-old was pulled out of the bassinet and into the funnel cloud. This is something you only see
in
a movie.
Awful,
remember in Twister,
right?
Where you saw the cow get sucked up in the tornado? So this boyfriend...
That would have to have been such a devastating sight. And thank the Lord that this child is okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's dramatic. It sounds like we're making it dramatic. Well, it was dramatic. You watch your baby go get sucked up by a twister. This is almost, well, the fact is the baby survived. That's the miracle. But you wonder how it happened. The mother said that was pretty sure he was dead and we weren't going to find him. But they did. And I guess they went out after the twister. And all the baby had cuts and bruises. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the boyfriend got
pretty much everybody.
Off and,
A broken arm, shoulder, all of that. But everybody else was just cuts and bruises, and
the home is completely lost, and the car was destroyed. So I guess they have a fundraiser, a GoFundMe page, to help the family out. At this time of year, they'll be helped out a lot. You can be sure of that. $16,000 raised already in the last day or two.
And the rental company that where the mobile home is, the rental company is putting them up in a hotel for a month to help them kind of get their lives back together after losing everything.
Yep. Wow. There you go. I can laugh about it. Just think about it, though. I'm chuckling because I'm thinking, how does it happen? And it doesn't happen. It is a miracle. A child that's 4 months old gets sucked up into a tornado and then survives? Good Lord. Think about that. A lot of teamwork involved in the town to help the family sort of get their act back together again. I was thinking about that, Jay, and how it is. We were talking earlier, having James look up some stuff. We have a good team here. We have a nice team, and we work well together, and that's what teamwork is all about. When you have worked together, I've had people around me on this program. Jennifer's been here for almost 20 years. And Jay's come into the mix, and James has, and we've got other people behind the scenes. And it's the same in any business or even in a family, a group, an organization. A lot of people we have a business association here in my hometown that I belong to. And we have nice meetings. We learn a lot from each other's mistakes. And therefore, we have, as a collective, better outcomes when we have problems. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? To understand what other people go through and to optimize the results of the work they do to fix their problems. That's what teamwork is, sharing. As corny as it sounds, sharing and caring, that's what it is all about. You get better when you're around people that learn. You learn from them, around people that are smarter than you are or have done things better than you have. That's what it's all about, right?
You put your I always like the one saying where it's like, if you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room. You're in the wrong room.
I never heard that one before, but that's good. I like that. Excellent. All right, the First Lady is coming under fire, Jay, because of what happened. The White House looks like did you see some of those pictures? They're calling it the banana room.
I think they look great. They're calling it the what room?
The banana room. That was the United States. Look at one of the comments I see. Of course, it was posted on Fox, so maybe that's considered the source. The White House video calling it the United States of bananas because of all of the bananas that are decorating one of the rooms in the White House. There's a video
there's
a video on X shows a bunch of dancers running around the White House The theme that Mrs. Biden came up with was magic, wonder, and joy. There's a lot of stuff that is kind of weird. Looks like a woman running around with Dracula teeth, and there's a dance group. I don't know.
Will you send me this? I didn't see this one. Yeah. I just saw the photos.
It's all over the Fox News app.
The West Wing looks so cool with the ornaments all hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, they have a lot of, they've decorated, look, the walkway that goes from one part of the White House to the other has these candy canes around the columns. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Say West Wing?
Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, and it has all of the ornaments hanging down, and I was reading more about it, and it's supposed to be reminiscent of childhood, of laying under the tree and looking up.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at this sort of thing, I suppose I could, somebody take a shot at me for this. All I'm thinking about is how many people paid taxes to pay for this? How many people worked all year and they paid $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in taxes, and how much did it cost to do this? And is this an appropriate use? Sometimes, some years, the White House and also other governmental properties are decorated with money, gifts, not there's a fund that you can use or that there is, that's available, you know, used for this sort of thing. I don't know. I'm not sure where it came. But there's just the weird dancing and people, I don't know. It doesn't look
Christmasy.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
The candy canes.
The decoration and the, they partnered with HGTV for an upcoming special where Drew and Jonathan Scott actually did all of the decoration, and they had... The property brothers, and they had 70 volunteers or something. So this is an upcoming special, so I'm sure that there was a lot of sponsored stuff and not all tax dollars.
I find that, I don't want it to sound the wrong way, but there's, you know, because you can't really say anything that sounds critical if there's diversity involved in it. There's something about what I see here that makes me think the diversity's gone a little bit too far. And that is the only comment I will have regarding that. It's 18 after. Merry Christmas!
O'Reilly! Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's social media time. Every hour of the Good Day program, we have social media trending stories about celebrities, etc., etc. But on this program, we focus on some of the comments that listeners are making about, in this case, the top news story of the week, sort of comparing the list, if you will, to the list that comes from talkers. In other words, how do the listeners to our programs, Jay, vary in terms of focus from those folks that are listening to programs like Jennifer hosts a morning show on KRLA, which is sort of a harder, although you talk about things that are going on
fun.
In L.A.
Yeah, we try to do local. We try to have a little fun, even though the news is not so nice.
No, that's how you got to work around that. Oh. That's why I say on this, my Good Day program, we discuss all of the news, not just some of the news. But anyway, we have a rarity here in that we don't do what pretty much everybody else does. So, opinions about the top news story of the week. That's the first question that Jay asked. And so, Jay, you want to go through some of the responses? I thought it was interesting. One guy had about 15 things on his list. Right? He's doing his own talk radio chart. Yes.
Yeah. In your opinion, what's the top news story of the week? And Rusty May says, university president's failure to outwardly oppose anti-Semitic actions on campus, adding
I'm
obviously
buy that.
Afraid
I'm
of
with
their donors. Oh, yeah, always
I'm
the
with
money.
Him on that. Yep.
Let's see. Greg Donahue chimes in. Top Israel and Hamas. Others. The Hunter Biden defying subpoena. Ukraine president leaving empty-handed. And the impeachment inquiry passage.
Yeah. All right. So the thing that I think is interesting, there are other things obviously going on. The stuff that shows up, I've actually gone over to our page, the Good Day. By the way, you can all of our social media, whether we have four different things, right? We have Twitter or X. We have Facebook. We have Instagram. And what's the fourth thing? We have YouTube, right? People are, is that big time now? People have gone back to YouTube, kind of?
Yeah, it's great. It's great for video content kind of stuff, yeah. But on Instagram, Facebook, and X, at Good Day Networks.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. There was something else that you posted this week that I was interested in. The creative. We had a conversation, Jennifer, about being creative. And the question we asked, were you creative as a child? And if so, how did the adults in your life nurture your creativity? Because we spent a long time on that this week. I thought there was some interesting things that were said. Suzanne Jewell said, coloring books and paper dolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I loved paper dolls. Good
That's
memory.
Right.
Fun.
Debbie Selby said, my grandmother taught me to knit, crochet, cross stitch, and sew by the time I was 10. All right? Let's see here. Jay said, I grew up on an army base, grew up to be a professional soldier, paid very well. I retired at 50 and became a landlord for my grandmother. I still have the properties. Okay. Stephen Jay said, Legos. And other building sets.
Those are creative,
right?
Yeah. I used to have Lincoln Logs. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. They were fabulous. We still have. I have some here for Miles, some that were left over from Brendan. We were going through a lot of things in the attic last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were. Margaret said, my dad didn't believe in store-bought cards. He insisted that we make them ourselves. My mother read us books and took us to live plays. And, of course, when we went on vacation, we sang in the car. We knew the words to the sound of music. There you go.
That sounds fun.
Good. Yeah, right. So some other thoughts about things in terms of creativity that are there on our socials. And you can respond anytime to our socials at Good Day Networks. 28 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review.
When every dollar counts, hit those dollar stores. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You might have heard newscasters chuckle when Dollar Tree stores recently marked up some items to $1.25. But Dollar Tree and Dollar General and Family Dollar are still the best place to buy things that cost dollars more elsewhere. Next time you're at the drugstore, look at the price on the back of greeting cards there. And why pay more for picture frames, phone cables and chargers, and school and home office supplies? Santa will thank you for buying gift bags and wrapping paper at dollar stores. And because breakage happens, the price is right for wine glasses and martini glasses and other drinkware. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploft.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploft.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploft.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. You can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed.
AAA's Ayaxa Diaz.
AAA is projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes.
Researchers at The Ohio State University studied data from over 20,000 individuals and found that Americans consume up to 500 calories daily from snacks alone, which is often more calories than breakfast, but with less nutritional value. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so we are in the nice news department here at the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The good news surrounding people who have won the jackpots and lotteries. Here's a story from Kentucky today where co-workers split a $50,000 lottery prize, won on tickets that they got as gifts. This is a good idea, right, for Christmas? You give people lottery tickets, put them in the stocking, right? All these colleagues who worked at the Med Center in Bowling Green, Ohio, no, Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is Bowling Green, Ohio, too. They split the lottery prize after their boss gave them scratch-off tickets. And this was his, he's given them these tickets for the holidays. The supervisor of the group, Sheila Coulter, told lottery officials that she gifted her team with $30 worth of tickets. They won the $50,000. How many of these people were there? I didn't see that anywhere. How many of the staff members? Was it 14? 14 of the 21, yeah, were present when the team won the prize money. So, good. Nice way to start the holiday with extra cash.
That's right. For the rest of them who weren't there.
Right.
That's why you show up to the work parties.
Right. Yep, show up. And Merry Christmas. Here's another lottery story. This fellow who actually lives in L.A., remember this story? From last year at this time, he won the $2 billion Powerball jackpot. He immediately went on a vacation to Fiji with some of his friends. He took himself off of all social media. His name was not publicized until last February. Took 3 months. And so I'm going to give him the privacy that he deserves. He kept the cash, $997 million.
That is
he decided amazing. Instead of, right? No. He kept it a secret. And so he went to Fiji. He hired bodyguards when he came back. He made several real estate purchases, including buying a $47 million house in Bel Air. And he also bought a $25 million mansion in Hollywood. He became the target of a lawsuit filed by a fellow named Jose Rivera, who asserted that he bought the winning ticket. Remember that? He said, I bought the ticket. This guy stole it from me. There's always going to be somebody around like that. Right? Oh, that's my ticket. Especially when they look at the amount of cash there is that's involved in this. Anyway.
Well, and there was an investigation, and the California Lottery Commission had evidence supporting that the winner that was awarded the money was the lawful winner.
Yep. So there. Has anybody received calendars for next year yet? The 2024 calendars? Isn't this the time of year when they're being distributed by banks and businesses?
Mm-hmm. You have the calendar mouse pads.
No, I've never seen those.
Well, the mouse pad, if you have the
mouse pad. I know, I have it. My mouse pad has a picture of my old dog.
Calendar on it.
Oh, really?
A lot of people will send those out.
Okay. How many people are going to parties? Do you have invitations? A lot of invitations. A lot of people get a lot of invitations this time of year. And if you don't want to go, it's okay to say no. If you really don't want to attend a function, why would you go if you didn't want to go? Right?
Is that a thing? Do people go to parties they don't want to go to?
I don't know. There's a study I'm looking at from the American Psychological Association finds that people overestimate the negative ramifications of declining an invitation. I don't know any host that. How much do you read into somebody who sends an RSVP back and says, sorry, can't attend?
Yeah, or I think it's worse if you say, yes, you can attend, and then last minute you say you won't be attending. I think that's worse, but if you just say no straight from the get-go.
All right, so then give me your advice on this. The other night I was at a function, a little Christmas party, and one of the ladies there is a state rep, and she had sent me an invitation to go to her fundraiser, and I did not respond. So I saw her at this event, and she said, I hope I'll see you tomorrow night. And I said, geez, I don't know. As it turned out, I was busy last night. I didn't get home until about 9 o'clock, but I didn't want to commit myself. And the reason I didn't, tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong or being small. I sent her a donation when she first ran 2 years ago. And it was a substantial donation. And she never sent me a thank you. Never said thank you to me. Never sent me a thank you. It's unheard of to send somebody a check, it seems to me anyway, in bad form, if you send, you ask somebody to send you a donation to the campaign, you send it, and then you don't send a thank you? Bad, 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 bad.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think I would feel the same way of, like, why did I not get a, whether it's a thank you note, a thank you card, an email, a quick phone call, a text message, just some kind of acknowledgement. Yeah. Also kind of a confirmation that you did, in fact, receive it, and you saw whom it was from. Yeah.
She got it because
as, yeah,
the check was cashed. So, I know.
As far as, like, not wanting to go to something, there's no harm in just saying no right off the bat if you know you don't want to go. And if you feel bad saying no, or you don't know if you're going to be available, just say, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. I'll have to try. Let me see. And then let them know later after the fact of, like, look, I can't make it work, or I can't swing it.
Yeah. Maybe did I take the cowardly way out and just say, not sure.
You, like, straight up ghosted her.
I did. So, and some of my friends are supportive of her, but I don't know. Sometimes I'm very involved in politics here, and it's cool, but I don't know. I just, I felt like, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah, you see all the pictures. There's a lost art of thank you notes, too, that not enough people do it.
Yeah.
But I also, sometimes if you send something to somebody and you didn't send it yourself, you bought it from somewhere online and it's automatically being sent to the person, and you think that, oh, I marked this as a gift and I put in a note that says whom it's from and all this stuff, that note is not always in there. We had a number of gifts when we had our son, baby gifts, that came in with absolutely no idea who they are from. There are people who probably think we are so rude for not sending them a thank you note or acknowledging they bought our baby a gift because we never had any information of whom sent it. It was just completely blank.
Yeah. No, there you go. Not a great... Okay. Thanks. Welcome. You say, well, I didn't know it came from you. How do I know?
It would have been one thing. We did have a couple people say, hey, did you get this gift? And I could finally say, oh my goodness, yes, we had no idea it was who it was from. There was no thank you note, or I'm sorry, not, there was no note of who it was from or anything. We had no idea. Then I can send a thank you note. But there were some gifts that nobody claimed.
I had a coffee cake delivered to me yesterday, and it was from a friend. As a matter of fact, I had lunch with him yesterday, and the coffee cake was yummy. I had some vanilla ice cream with it last night. It was yummy. Those are the kind of things that are fun to have at Christmas time. I'd rather have stuff like that, or somebody send me chocolate, because I'm a chocolate nut. I have chocolate every day of my life, and so you want to make me smile, send me some chocolate. Light chocolate. Yum. Not dark chocolate either. No.
Light chocolate.
No. Yeah. Taylor Swift, 34 years old, had a birthday party, and the person that she spent the most time with wasn't who you thought it would be. I guess Kelsey, was that how you pronounce his name? Kelsey?
Yeah, he had to, whatever. It was mandatory practices or something. He had to stay in Kansas City.
Right. So she spent her time with her best friend, Blake Lively. I don't know why I was surprised that the two of them are best friends, because...
Oh, really?
They kind of look alike. Don't you think the two of them look alike?
I don't think they look alike in the sense that they could be related, but I think sometimes when you're really close to somebody, you kind of have the same... I forget the word I'm looking for, like aesthetic.
Glow?
But I believe that she is godmother to Blake and Ryan Reynolds' children.
Really? Children.
Like they call her, they refer to her as Aunt Taylor, and they don't really realize that she's this mega world star. They just think that she sings for a living. Like, she gets paid to do karaoke.
What's wrong with that? That is a great description. Here's, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift, who gets paid to do karaoke. Yay!
But isn't that cool? Like, children, they don't care what you do for a living. They just care about... Nah. What, like, the time that you give them and the love that you give them and how you play with them.
Here's the story of a kid from the Rochester Institute of Technology, a student there missing for 3 weeks. Matthew Grant, located, reunited with his family. This is interesting. Nobody will tell you what happened, where this guy go, where his whereabouts were, or how he was found. This sounds very mysterious. Doesn't it? What would happen? You would disappear for 3 weeks. And by the way, it was during exam time, right? Exams on college campuses are just over this week. I know my daughter is correcting a lot of papers. for the end of the semester. I wonder if it was just, okay, I don't want to take the exams. I'm going to disappear for 3 weeks. See you later. Adios. All right. I've been talking about the polls with the various and sundry people. I think Joe Biden, and I don't mean to be an axe grinder. I kind of have always liked Joe Biden. He's kind of like a pleasant guy. And you, know, you dig around, and it just seems like he's not the person that you thought he was. But when you watch him these days, I almost feel sorry for him because he doesn't seem, you know, people make fun of him because he's 80 and he doesn't seem to have a grip and that stuff. Yeah, there's something to that. But as we're talking about, I'm looking at this video of him from yesterday doing some kind of a press conference, and it's just slow. And there's nothing wrong with that. Certainly people that get up into that age category, and I'm near it myself, when they slow down, they slow down. That's a natural thing. And to have people make fun of him is kind of sad. What I find troubling here is that he and his wife and his family don't get it. And they feel like they either must serve. Was it, he said last week he wouldn't be in the race if it wasn't for Donald Trump. He wanted to.
Yes, yes.
So, but then you look at him. I mean, you look at both of them. Trump looks like a clown to me, with all of his orange makeup and stuff and the contortions in his face. And then Joe Biden just doesn't have. There's nothing there that gives you confidence. Like, this guy is like Netanyahu. Say what you will about him. This guy is a tough guy. And he's leading a country that needs a tough leader. I think America needs a tough leader, and I don't see one out there, frankly, at least at the moment. All right, anyway, 48 after, this is Good Day.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silversolutions.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's 53 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are fortunate to have with us for a second time this week the lovely and talented Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. And that's because there is a lot of Tesla traffic news this week. And so I wanted to get to the bottom of it with the man that I think is the expert of experts. Experts call upon him to get expertise. How about that? So you're the expert of all of the experts.
So I feel like now, I should be getting paid more, but there you go.
Yeah, well, don't come here for that. Tesla has recalled 2 million vehicles over the autopilot problem. Remember, Tesla was running that Tesla that crashed into the tractor trailer was on autopilot. As it crashed into the tractor trailer, that was last July. It killed the driver, and so this is there are a number of these things. This is the third time this has happened in a Tesla. Autopilot ran into the car on autopilot, ran under a tractor trailer that was crossing in front of it, and so it automatically or it didn't seem to know that the truck was there. So I'm looking at the results of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's investigation, and it's very critical of Tesla, and perhaps that's why they've recalled all these cars. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, if you look at the numbers are what really pushes it, Doug, to the top of the headlines this morning. This is Tesla accounts for about half of the electric passenger cars sold in the United States, and yet they're having more accidents than anybody else. And so, you know, this is a major concern, and we've known for a long time that some things that Tesla have done with their autopilot system haven't been right. And one of the things that they've done is they hand the car back to the driver when the car senses an accident is imminent. So Tesla then say, well, the driver had control. The car didn't have control, but if I tell you jump in the driver's seat with a second before we run into the back of something, you know, you have no time to avoid that accident. So they were sort of using the availability of the law to skirt around a lot of these autopilot things. Plus, they were giving too much control to people. I mean, there's videos all over the internet of people climbing out of the driver's seat and getting into the back seat of cars while they were driving. And the idea of the, we're only at the stage with our autopilot right now where the driver has to sit in the seat, keep his eyes on the road, and cannot, you know, deviate from that because he has to be able to take control. He or she has to be able to take control if the car suddenly decides it can't deal with the situation. And that's not the case with Tesla.
So there's even some video someplace of a man and a woman jumping into the back seat to do the hoochie coochie while the car was going 60 miles an hour down the street, down the highway in autopilot. They're trying to, they're making out in the back seat of the car while it goes down the highway at 60 miles an hour. Hello? Yeah. Knock, knock. Anybody home?
Right.
No.
You start to add all this up, Doug. There's some serious questions, and Tesla knew all this stuff was going on. And now we also have to look at this. When the government steps in and tells you you have to do something, it means that you have failed, knowing that this is a problem. You have failed to correct it. So Tesla were allowing this to go on and did
nothing
about it.
Why would anybody buy a Tesla? And by the way, they posted a message on X, because Musk controls both Tesla, obviously, and X. In response to their safety concerns, they put on X, quote, "We at Tesla believe we have a moral obligation to continue improving our already best-in-class safety system." You know what a load of garbage that is? What a self-serving BS.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, when Prince Harry recently won his court case against the Mirror came out and said, yes, we did wrong. And it seems like we've caught Tesla with a hand in the cookie jar, but they can't admit they were stealing the cookies.
Right. So, I mean, and yet, these, there are new Tesla dealerships springing up all over the place. We got a new one in Framingham in a mall. Just opened a couple of weeks ago. And people, oh, wow, look at those fancy cars, and let's drive them. And people are not doing the research. It used to be when you bought a car, people would like to do the research, find out what the story is with the car. And they don't do that anymore. They just do glamour, right?
They should
listen
like more
lipstick
to Doug
on a pig. Yeah, right.
Listen more to Doug.
No, listen to Nick, our AutoExpert.com. Thank you, my friend, for being here. It was all Tesla all the time in our visit today. This is the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.